It's a short reflection today with everything else going on. A challenge for all of us. When we're done with the Mass today, maybe there's activities going on, but on the way home or when we're at home, a challenge to think about last Holy Week. What was it like for me, for my family? And to talk about that and to see, objectively, yes, this is the holiest week of the year. This is the week that the last week of Christ's life in the world. This is the week of His passion, of His death. So objectively, this is the holiest week of our entire year. But subjectively, personally, is this Holy Week? Or is this just another week to get ready for things, get ready for family to come over, get ready for an Easter celebration, to be busy with the busyness of life? And that is a temptation, and it's there for all of us. For families, it's there for priests, it's there for deacons, it's there for every one of us. And if we do not take the time to live this week intentionally, it's going to get away from us. And it's going to be over, and we're going to be Easter, and we're going to wonder where it went. To live this week intentionally, it will require self-sacrifice, self-giving. When we encounter Christ in His Paschal mystery, in the entirety of His Paschal mystery, His passion, His death, and His resurrection, we're open to God's love for each of us. For me, that personal love that we encounter in His sacraments, baptism, confession, confirmation, the Eucharist, marriage, holy orders, anointing, all of these are ways that we encounter Christ, but more importantly, that Christ encounters us. We walk with Him during Holy Week, from His glorious entrance into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, His passion and death, the Last Supper on Holy Thursday, waiting with Him in the tomb on Holy Saturday, that first glimpse of the new light on the vigil, and then sitting with the empty tomb on Sunday morning. So how do we truly make this a holy week? We follow the invitation that Christ gives us in the gospel today. At the moment of betrayal, Peter attacks with his sword, cuts off the ear of the servant. And Jesus says, put your sword back into its sheath. Put away your anger. Put away your aggression. Put away your antagonism, resentment, hostility, our passions, our egoism, our self-sufficiency. We're called to live by faith and trust. Each week we profess our faith. There's a Monsignor Luigi Guisani, and he tells us that this profession of our faith is the opposite of betrayal, because the profession of our faith is that public affirmation of what we believe, while to betray is a public denial. This profession calls for brutal honesty, and it's an honesty that we express as we read the Passion. When we call out, "Let Him be crucified," I don't know about you, but that line always kind of bothered me, because I didn't want to be the one who was crucifying Christ or admit that I was the one. But it calls us to see that truth. It wasn't just the Roman soldiers that put Christ up on the cross. It is me. It is each one of us. When we fall into sin, we put Christ on His cross. We keep Christ on His cross. But it also reminds me of the power of His love. A love that overcomes all. You know, just this last week, 10 days, we've experienced in the news this atrocity over in Syria. But as bad as that is, as bad as the things that happened in World War I and World War II and over in Colombia and in Vietnam, as bad as all of those are, God's love is greater. His love is more powerful than anything that we could ever do. And this realization calls us to take responsibility for when I sin. And the realization that the cross saves me. He saves us. At times even from myself. Next, Jesus calls us to watch and pray. Don't let this just be another week that is then gone. take advantage of the opportunities we offer in our parish and in our diocese. Tuesday morning, if you can, come to La Crosse. Celebrate the Chrism Mass with your bishop. The Mass of the Last Supper on Holy Thursday. The Passion Service on Good Friday. The Tenebrae. The Shadow Service the night of Good Friday. Take some time to spend with him on Holy Saturday. The churches will be open. It's the only day in the entire week, in the entire year, that the tabernacles are empty. But Christ is never totally absent. The churches are open. Come and spend some time. If we have not experienced the Easter Vigil, I invite you to come to the Easter Vigil to experience the new light of Christ coming back into the world. Easter morning, being with him, being with the holy women at the empty tomb, encountering the risen Lord. That invitation is there for every one of us to not just wait until Easter morning, but to walk with Christ in the entirety of his passion, imitating his humility and his patience, singing Hosanna today, celebrating the Passover and the Last Supper in the darkness of Good Friday, in the emptiness and in the silence of Holy Saturday, to the glorious triumph of the resurrection on Easter morning. Doing this, he